Fewer illegal aliens arrested due to alarming rates of illegal immigration. By John Binder on March 22, 2019. President Trump's administration is arresting fewer illegal aliens living in the interior of the United States as the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, agency is strained dealing with booming levels of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. ICE officials revealed to Reuters that the agency is having to arrest fewer illegal aliens living throughout the U.S. in order to aid Border Patrol at the southern border because of record illegal immigration levels. Between October and December 2018, ICE agents arrested about 34,546 illegal aliens living in the country, a 12% drop from the year before when nearly 40,000 illegal aliens were arrested by ICE over this same time period. Our interior arrests have been affected, ICE official Natalie Asher told Reuters. Asher said the alarming rates of illegal immigration at the southern border, where illegal immigration levels this year are expected to outpace every year under former President Obama, have strained ICE agents and forced the agency to redirect help to the border, leaving less deportation officers in the country to handle the illegal population of 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens. A recent letter from union officials who represent ICE agents charged that Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has grossly mismanaged the agency by making ICE agents responsible for carrying out the administration's catch-and-release policy. The ICE union explained an internal process of catch-and-release wherein ICE agents are technically tasked with releasing all border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the country, a policy that union officials write is extensive and costly. This weekend, alone, DHS is expected to release at least 1,800 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the country, as Breitbart News reported. In an expansive report recently, Breitbart News confirmed that between December 21, 2018 and March 5, DHS released a total of 84,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. This release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with the promise that they will show up for their immigration and asylum hearings, sometimes years later. The overwhelming majority of illegal aliens released into the interior of the U.S. are never deported. The record illegal immigration levels come as the Trump administration most recently expanded the catch-and-release policy by signing a spending bill that cut ICE detention space and increased a program that releases border crossers more quickly. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.